Union with Christ. O Father, you have made man for the glory of yourself, and when he is not an instrument of that glory, he is a thing of nothingness. No sin is greater than the sin of unbelief. For if union with Christ is the greatest good, unbelief is the greatest sin, as being cross to thy command. I see that whatever my sin is, yet no sin is like this union from Christ by unbelief. Lord, keep me from committing the greatest sin in departing from him. For I can never in this life perfectly obey and cleave to Christ. When thou takest away my outward blessings, it is for sin, in not acknowledging that all I have is of thee, in not serving thee through what I have, in making myself secure and hardened. Lawful blessings are the secret idols and do the most hurt. The greatest injury is in the having. The greatest good is in the taking away. In love, divest me of blessings that I may glorify you all the more. Remove the fuel of my sin, and may I prize the gain of a little holiness as overbalancing all my losses. The more I love thee with a truly gracious love, the more I desire to love thee. And the more miserable I am at my want of love, the more I hunger and thirst after thee, the more I faint and fail in finding thee, the more my heart is broken for sin, the more I pray it may be far more broken. My great evil is that I do not remember the sins of my youth. Nay, the sins of one day I forget the next. Keep me from all things that turn to unbelief or lack of felt union with my Lord, Jesus Christ. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself, unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you, unless you abide in me. Amen.